In the early afternoon of Friday, October 19th, the leadership of Yukon Revolution Against Rape began to set up on Fairfield Way for the annual March to End Victim Blaming. Before the march was even set to begin, a crowd of about 50 people gathered in anticipation. Senior nursing major Lexi Grabon said she was excited to attend the event.
Yeah, it's looking really good. I think that every march gets bigger and bigger, and I'm really glad to see people of all genders out here, not just women. I think that's a really big step.
The leaders of the Revolution Against Rape briefly took the stage to address the sensitive nature of the topic at hand, as well as to issue a reminder of the necessity of self-care. And with that, the march was off.
2, 4, 6, 8. No more violence, no more hate.
Wherever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes, no means no.
Wherever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no.
Chants of shatter the silence, stop the violence rang through campus, and signs with slogans such as no one ever asks what the rapist was wearing were barred for all to see. While rounding the campus, the march was bolstered by the honking of buses and applause of pedestrians. After completing the loop around the Benton Museum and up past Jorgensen, the march returned to Fairfield Way, where the leaders of the Revolution Against Rape called the first of several speakers to the stage. A brief statement was made by two members of the Eastern Connecticut Crisis Center describing the resources they have available to victims of sexual assault. Next, Elise De La Cruz of the Connecticut Alliance to End Sexual Violence spoke about the importance of recognizing intersectionality when it comes to addressing the issue of sexual assault.
Audre Lorde says, there's no such thing as a single-issue struggle because we do not live single-issue lives, right?
Greg Haddad, the Mansfield State Representative, and Mae Flexer, the Mansfield State Senator, were also in attendance.
Together, we fought to make sure that Connecticut is at the forefront of policies that prevent sexual assault and make sure that victims' rights are being respected.
Each speaker used their own expertise on various facets of the issue in order to provide insight into the discussion. The final speakers were the two founding members of the Yukon Revolution Against Rape. They offered to the crowd a spoken word performance in which they chronicled their experience at Yukon and the sequence of events leading up to and following their introduction of the march to the Yukon community. Afterward, the participants of the march were given the opportunity to take the stage and share their own experience regarding sexual violence. The crowd clapped and cheered for each individual who chose to stand up and reclaim their story. To conclude, the event headed into the Student Union Theater to discuss and reflect on the march as a whole. For WHUS News, I'm Andrew Smith.